Can I ask you about something completely different?
Of course.
Now, I played a short tape of a Pleiadian by the name of Bashar. And he describes this ascension process as being a process of shifting timelines. This world, this timeline that we're on now, goes on the way it's going to go. But the people who ascend actually shift over to another timeline where all this evil doesn't exist. And that's how we ascend. And you guys have talked often about multitudes and multitudes of different timelines. Is Bashar accurate?
In many ways, yes. In many ways, he is, yes.
He also says that when we, want to change our lives from like being very poor and miserable to being rich and successful, what we're really doing is jumping to another timeline where we're already rich and successful, and that this process takes place all the time. It's interesting because he seems to explain what the euphorics have talked about in terms of timelines and circular time and whatnot in a way that is a little bit easier to understand. And he uses it to explain the whole ascension process and a whole process of, you know, changing our destiny. We just jump to a different timeline. Is that the way it works?
It is more complicated than that.
What can you tell me? It sounds like a very involved subject. I don't know if you want to talk for a whole hour on it or something to make me understand, but can you give me like a few pieces that could help me understand?
The timelines are set awareness, where you learn from them, you jump to them, you learn. And then you bring it back to your current atmosphere and play it.
Like, as an example, let's say I wanted to be rich. I would sit and visualize myself being rich. What I'm really doing is mentally shifting over to another timeline.
That's correct.
But I come back here, and that helps me change this timeline.
Correct.
I'm not moving to another timeline. I'm changing this timeline.
Correct.
With the help of that timeline. So as far as ascension goes, it sounds like what he's saying is that it's going to be a segment of the population of Earth that are going to go through this change, and they're going to time shift bodily, and they will disappear bodily from this timeline. And if that's true, then I could be stuck here in this world, and the aggregate could disappear. And he'd be in this other timeline, and I'd be stuck here because if I didn't ascend and he did ascend. Is that how it works?
No.
Okay, how does it work?
No, think of it as visitations, classes. You're learning from that timeline. You're learning from that. It's called distant points.
So by ascending, we would still stay here.
Correct.
But we would...
Your mind would increase, would take on that timeline's factor.
Okay, we take on attributes of that. Like there's another timeline where we are already ascended.
Correct.
And that's existing in another timeline. We're sitting here not ascended.
Correct.
So by becoming ascended humans in this timeline, we're creating a mental link to that other version of ourselves that's already ascended.
Correct.
And we bring back perceptions, knowledge, but we stay here.
Correct.
So I don't have to worry about losing the aggregate then.
No.
He's going to be here?
Yes.
Okay, well that answers that. A couple of other quick questions. I've been going over some of the tapes of past sessions.
Yes.
I don't have a memory like you have, so I forget a lot of stuff, so I listen to the tapes and it reminds me. At one point, it was mentioned that, well, he was called Calcium at that point. It was said that there's another Calcium.
Yes.
In another timeline or in this timeline?
In all the timelines.
Oh, so...
It is set in all the timelines. The Calcium is Yeni's son, and that's where the aggregate was taken from.
Are the other ones still the aggregate, or are they all still Calcium?
They're all still the same.
Okay, so...
They're a part of each other.
Like... like this being I was talking to before in the fifth dimension, he was talking about 15,000 other beings being in the same pod. So you're saying all these other aggregates are part of the same pod in different timelines?
There's only one aggregate.
One aggregate.
He just pieces himself out.
Okay, so he's experiencing every conceivable variation of the future.
Correct.
Every conceivable possibility he's experiencing.
Correct.
Our luck, we get the one that's unhappy all the time. But we do the best we can for him.
Yes.
Well, okay, well that's a lot to wrap my brain around. Another thing, who's the Joker?
Joker was a teacher on Kalston.
At one point, he was described as there'll ultimately be 12 supreme beings, and then there'll be the Joker in the center of all of them.
The Joker is considered number one.
Okay, so it's just another name for...
Correct.
Now, is there any connection between that Joker and the Joker in the Batman movie? Because I know how you like to produce movies, or they like to produce movies.
Yes.
Well, pray tell. What can you tell me about the connection?
He is always laughing.
Yeah?
He is always laughing.
Well, the Joker in the Batman movie, he likes a lot of chaos.
Chaos brings forth entertainment.
Okay.
Think of it that way. It is not bad or good, or positive or negative. It just brings on entertainment.
For whose benefit?
For number one.
Oh, he's creating...
Entertainment.
Entertainments for himself.
Correct.
So he's above the pleasure and the pain of it. It's just entertainment.
It's just entertainment.
Okay.
Okay, my friend.